Hey Nick, can you let me know how many threes Michael Porter made today?
Probably zero.
Ha, just like the amount of rings that bitch is gonna get. Shout out to MAGA. Enjoy Cancun.
He already has a ring.
Not this year. That's all that matters. Welcome into the Take the Shot podcast. I am Alec.
And I'm Nick.
and we are back. And Nick, a lot has happened since we left. You know what happened? The Celtics have been beat out of the playoffs. Steph has been beat out of the playoffs. And
To be fair, Steph wasn't beat. He was
Nikola
injured.
Jokic has been beat out of the playoffs. You know what that means, Nick? I'm watching the finals. You should be happy.
Shout out to the biggest hater I know.
Oh, we'll get into this later. I still have hate left in me.
Sure. You've got plenty to spare.
Yes.
But I suppose we could start off with the tragedy of a game that we just watched.
That wasn't even a game. That was just a beat down.
Yeah, Denver, they were sloppy as fuck, and they were just not ready for OKC's physicality.
Yeah, and as someone who isn't a casual NBA fan, I'm a more than better than casual. I'd give myself like, not you. You're a diehard, right?
Okay.
I'm like in between casual and diehard. And I can't lie, guys. Half of the OKC players I did not know existed.
Like
But they
who?
balled today. I don't even know their fucking names, to be honest with you. Actually, honestly,
Did you know Aaron Wiggins?
no.
He literally had 41 in the game this year.
That's crazy.
Oh, actually, guess what night he had 41?
Halloween? I don't know. What are you?
Take a random guess.
You mean like team they played or just
No,
night?
not the team that they played, but just guess what night. I don't even remember the team that they played that night,
I don't
but
know,
guess what
Christmas?
night he had 41 points.
Christmas?
No. February 1st, same day as the Luka trade.
Oh, well, that's why no one cared about that.
I know. Yeah. I just remember that. I was like, oh yeah, he did have 41 on the same day as the Luka trade, and no one remembers it
I would like
because
to once again call Luka a fat fuck and just stop talking about that guy. But yeah, I had no idea who Aaron Wiggins was. I had no idea who the guy with the last name Joe was.
Isaiah Joe?
Yeah, not Carson, but his name's like some weird version of Carson. Wallace, I
Kaysen?
think. Yeah, that guy. Don't like him. Didn't
Wait,
know that guy existed.
how did you not know Kaysen Wallace?
Was I supposed to?
Yeah.
Who he played for in college?
Kentucky.
Ah, there you go. I don't like Kentucky guys anymore.
Yeah, but still, they're known.
Debatable.
One of the last Cal guys. Actually, yeah.
Exactly. Debatable. He fell off. He probably lost to St. Francis or whoever the hell they lost to get
Yeah,
him
I don't
fired.
remember.
So I don't know. I knew who Jalen Williams was, but he's not that good, even though he
Which
had a good
one?
game. Both. I know people claim one of them's good, but he's not that good. I knew who Shai was. Shai, Shai, whatever the fuck his name
Shay.
is. I knew who Hartenstein was just because of the Knicks last year. I know who Chet is. Is Chet? I texted you guys this. You guys didn't answer me. Is Chet good?
I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to
Well, I know he's good, right?
mean.
I know
Yeah.
on a baseline level he's good, but is he like good? Like, is he a star level good, or is he just a star because of he's a high pick, and they think he's gonna be good?
He's not a star yet, but he's trending towards that direction.
No, I was gonna say he does not look like a dominant force to me. I don't know if it's just the appearance or just the way he was.
He's not a dominant force on offense, but on defense, he is.
Really?
I'd say so.
Because Jokic was, I mean, Jokic is a
Jokic is a
big
bad matchup for
motherfucker.
him.
Yeah,
He's
he's a
too
big
skinny
boy.
to handle big guys like that. But against, most teams really don't have a bruising center like that. Like, Joel Embiid would be another bad matchup for him, but Joel Embiid also never plays, so he would most likely never have to worry about that. And the Sixers would also have to make it outside the second round, so.
Well, let's forecast this. Rudy Gobert's pretty big.
Rudy Gobert has zero hands.
Mitchell Robinson's pretty big. Cat is just round, so Cat could probably do something against
Like
him if he
Cat
plays tough.
could manhandle him if Cat wanted to. The problem is that Cat just doesn't play that way, so he wouldn't really have to worry about that. Like, he'll have good matchups from here on out, and like Julius Randle will try to bully ball him, but he's still got the length over Julius Randle. So even if like Julius goes into him, he'll still be able to like recover and block.
Interesting.
In my opinion.
We'll get into our predictions later on.
Although, do you also feel like that was the worst? I feel like Minnesota's more comfortable with Denver. They would have rather Denver win than OKC.
Well, I feel like that's because Denver's worse all around than OKC.
Yeah, that. Just because I feel like they've played the Nuggets so well, like, recently, I feel like that's why they would also want to play them.
I think if you look at the advanced numbers, like I have as an NBA fan, the Nuggets should not have been in that series at all. That should have been like a 4-1 gentleman sweep series.
But when you have Jokic, you always have a shot.
Oh my God. He's got the same amount of rings this year as he did last year.
I'm just saying. He's literally the best player in the league.
Alec Earl Beck, listen up. If the Nuggets would have played a real franchise in the finals, he would have had 0 rings. If the Nuggets would have played his franchise and didn't give minutes to Max Strus and Gabe Vincent and act like they're real good, he would have had 0 rings. That's right, Pat Riley.
Max Strus is good. He just...
He's not good.
He just ended on a terrible note.
Yeah, actually, bring that up. We haven't talked about that yet.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, if you're not going to come to work and you don't care, don't show up. If someone tells me that, and then they come to work, and they do absolutely nothing, you suck. Off the team. Banish him to the Wizards.
Nah, he's not Kyle Kuzma yet. But I guess we want to bring up that series. Cleveland just got behind the eight ball with Garland being out the first game. Who was out the first game? Yeah, Garland was out the first game. Hunter got injured the first game. And I feel like that's someone else out. And then Mobley was out the second game. Garland was also out the second game. And Hunter, I believe, was out the second game as well. And they should have won that game two. Then blew him out game three. Then I don't know what the fuck happened over game four. But they were just not ready for that. And game five, Tyrese went pretty clutch and closed him out. Tyrese Shoney's not overrated.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Did not watch a single minute of that series, and I'm so glad I did.
Oh, Donovan Mitchell was a beast because literally the Pacers cannot guard him whatsoever.
Well, the Pacers advanced to the next round, so I'm not
also,
sure.
Also, they were literally letting Donovan Mitchell get everywhere he wanted, so there's a good chance.
Maybe that was the strategy.
Also be able to get like wherever the fuck he wants.
Maybe that was the strategy. Let him go off. Don't let no one else go off.
Maybe, but kind of burn him game three. But well, I suppose we'll see.
Well, that kind of segues into something I want to talk about. My hate in the playoffs is going to all go towards the Pacers. Because I have a take. If the Pacers win the championship, the league is dead.
You've just been saying that in general.
Yes. That they're not allowed to win. No. No. If Tyrese Haliburton, if Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner, TJ McConnell.
That's NBA champion, Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, he was on a good team then with a good player who carried him to the title.
All-time great player.
Yeah, exactly. If the Pacers hold up that Larry O'Brien trophy this year, league dead, burn the CBA, crush it, Adam Silver retire, bitch, you fucked up. Leave. No. Gross. You know what? The Pacers, back in the day with Paul George and Roy Hibbert, at least Paul George, I cannot believe I'm defending Paul George and hyping up Paul George, at least the motherfucker was a star. Tyrese Haliburton, that pool said you were overrated for a reason.
Alright.
You're not good. He's good.
I'll give him star. I'll give him
he
star.
Had
he's, not
four
super,
points
he's not a superstar.
In a playoff game. And his team lost by a lot, and then he didn't even show up to the media. Can you imagine if Steph Curry had 4 points in a playoff game? If LeBron James, if Nikola Jokic had 4 points
it's
in a playoff
Pacers,
game?
It's also the Pacers, so no one gives a fuck.
My point exactly. Leave. Out of the playoffs. You know what you should do? Put Giannis in there. The Bucks suck. Put Giannis in there. Let him get... Gentlemen swept by the Knicks.
It'll probably be a competitive series between the Knicks and the Pacers. I could see that going like 6 or 7.
Gross. Josh Hart, nut up. Beat them. They suck. And Reggie Miller, for the love of God, if you make yourself the centerpiece of this series, like which I know you will. I know you will. That just makes the Pacers worse.
I'm definitely watching those games on mute.
Me too. If I even watch them. And you know what? I want the Knicks. I want you guys to win. And the Knicks are entertaining to watch. Because they do some dumbass stuff sometimes. Because if Jalen Brunson...
Shout out Tom Thibodeau.
It's more so if Jalen Brunson doesn't have the ball, they do some dumb shit. Like, Josh Hart, yeah. I love you to death. Sometimes you do some dumb shit. OG Anunoby. Yeah, for sure. But OG Anunoby, my guy, do you even know how to play offense?
Depends on who's in the crowd.
Some days he just looks awful. Like, straight up terrible. Mikal Bridges...
He definitely looked terrible to start. Game 6, but he picked it up in like the second half.
Mikhail, I love you. I'm a Stugatz you real quick. Do it in the finals, because you did not do it in the finals back in 2022.
The only person that really did in the finals back on that team was Booker.
Well, yeah.
Probably Chris Paul a little bit, but...
Exactly. Give Chris Paul some credit.
I'll give him a little bit of credit.
Trade TJ McConnell for Chris Paul, then we can have a conversation with the Pacers deserving to be and where they're at.
Except Chris Paul would just get injured at the most important time.
Good. Then the Pacers wouldn't win the championship. That's fine with me. Get him out of here. They don't deserve it.
If by some miracle they're able to beat the Knicks and then beat either OKC or Minnesota, they deserve it.
No. I have a take. Magic deserved to be there instead of the Pacers. And you know I hate the Magic.
Well, the Magic, they would... The Magic are a really good defensive team, and... The Pacers I don't know. I guess the numbers say that they're good at defense. I still don't believe that they're good at defense. So I believe the Magic actually would be able to score against them, and they would definitely slow down like that Tyrese Halliburton offense. Like, they would take them out of it for sure.
Well, what is your prediction for the series?
So I predict Knicks in 7, just because I think there's just gonna be like. Couple games, the Pacers just go crazy. There's probably gonna be one game where the Knicks do something retarded or whatever. Where the Knicks just go fucking dumb and they just choke away a game. But I think they'll pull it out overall. I could see the Pacers doing the same, because I remember last year they should have won 2 games against Boston and they just completely fumbled both of them. One of them for sure was game 1, and I forgot which one the other one was. I think it was like either game 3 or 4 they should have won, and they completely fumbled that too.
I'll take your word for it.
That's also my hesitancy in choosing the Pacers. I've seen them fumble away some games, so I need to actually see them like close like efficiently first before I take them completely seriously against a fully healthy team.
I'll take your word for the Celtics series, because there's zero chance that I watch any of that. But I'm going to say Knicks in 6 because of the exact same reason you said it. The Knicks are dumb enough to fuck up a couple games.
Yeah.
And the Pacers are decent enough to win a couple. But I swear to you, Adam Silver, if you let those assholes win, the sport is dead.
They won't win. Shea's winning. Okay, so he's
dead. No, I'm talking about just that series.
Oh, that's... Yeah. To be fair, if there's any time that they're going to rig it, they would rig it to get the Knicks in the finals.
I don't know, man. Can we talk about how the WWE scripted this a year out?
I don't know if I bring that up, and I was like, I don't really care. I don't watch WWE.
Neither do I, but I think it's funny how they had Jalen Brunson, who was the face, which means that they're the good. He's the good guy, and then they had Tyrese try to be the heel, which means he's the bad guy, and that's a real life. They scripted the real life thing. The Knicks somehow are the good guys in this matchup. Then the Pacers are the bad guys in this matchup, because no one wants the Pacers to win. Even Pacers fans, deep down, they know you don't want them to win.
I think Pacers fans want them to win.
No.
But no one else.
No. And you do see what happened in that Indiana Fever game yesterday?
Oh, yeah. That game was actually lit. Like...
No. You see what the fans were yelling at Angel Reese?
Oh, no. I didn't see what they were yelling at her.
Well, the WNBA had to release a statement today condemning... racial slurs being thrown at fans or thrown at players. So, you know what, Indiana? Fuck you.
Ooh, not a good look for Indiana.
Yeah, well, they're going to be in that same stadium I don't know if they play in the same stadium. Maybe I should
walk it back. Yeah, I think they are playing all the games in the same stadium.
Okay, well, they're going to be in the same stadium, and they're going to be throwing slurs at OG, throwing slurs at Josh Hart, throwing slurs at Jalen Brunson, throwing slurs at Mitchell Robinson. You know what nasty shit they're going to say when they start doing Hack-a-Mitch?
All right, if Indiana becomes the new Boston, then it's fucking Indiana.
Yeah, well, they're going to be... Never mind.
Come on, Indiana. Boston got... We got Boston out. You can't take over their spot.
Okay, let's transition into the next series, because I feel like we have the same take on this one. I know for a fact we're going to have different takes on the next one.
Are you talking about OKC, Minnesota?
Yeah.
All right, I guess who do you think's going to win?
Timberwolves in seven.
You know what? I am going OKC in six. I think Ant will probably win them one. JR will probably win them one. And
who?
Julius Randle.
He's not good enough to have that nickname.
All right, Julius Randle will win them one. And
JR? J.R. Smith?
Shout out J.R. Smith.
Shout out J.R. Smith, a legend. Don't give him that nickname. He's not a legend. Unless he beats Chet, then maybe I'll respect him. But I still don't respect him.
Yep, and how you were saying like about Rudy and Chet, honestly, they're probably gonna have Hart on him most of the time. I don't really see. Well, I guess, or they could put Hartenstein on Julius Randle. It'd be a better physical matchup. I just don't know if he's like quick enough to guard Julius Randle, but you could always have Chet helping. So, and they just got some demons on the wings.
So with do the
Alex Crusoe, Cason Wallace, Jalen Williams. They just made the Nuggets lie as hell. And so do the I don't really know who can dribble on the T-Wolves besides Ant.
Mike Conley has been in the league for 37 years and he can dribble.
I don't trust Mike Conley at 37 though.
Hater. You know what? Honestly, my rankings that we're going to get to later about winnable, like happiness if they win. I may root for Mike Conley, and I may put the Timberwolves one now.
Like, I don't hate Mike Conley, I just don't trust him at this age.
No, shout out to him, because he was always on those Grizzlies teams I always used to like that would almost upset OKC, and then
Grand Grizzlies.
Fuck it away, yeah. So, you know what, actually, maybe
that's the conference finals 1 year.
Maybe it's a Mike Conley has to be playing against the Spurs
in that conference finals?
I have no idea. That was a long time ago.
I forget what year that was, but...
I just know they never got over the hump.
No, they didn't.
But I think the Timberwolves are going to win because I think Ant Edwards is going to have his star turn moment. People always say, Ant's next, Ant's next, Ant's next. Do it now. Beat the best team in the league. Carry them. And you got me.
Guess what? You guys say Ant's next, but Shea's already here. And he's been here.
What kind of Jaylen Brown bullshit was that? I was corny. Guess what? You guys say Ant's next, but Shea's already here. Blah. I hate the Thunder. Corny-ass commercials.
The AT&T commercial?
Yeah. I know you don't watch your TV with sound on like some psychopath,
I've heard it, but it's not like they created the commercial. Like, it's AT&T's idea.
Honestly, if I'm thinking deeper about it, I've got to do some real mental gymnastics cheering for the Timberwolves because they got Rudy on the team, and I can't cheer for Rudy.
Yeah, fuck Rudy.
But the Thunder are just so...
Actually, speaking about Rudy, can I bring up how he's become more like Ant?
Yes, I know why, too. they all are following Ant's footsteps. I hope Mike Conley's kids are okay.
I feel like Mike Conley's fine.
he seems like a nice... mature man. I hope Ant hasn't.
I feel like Rudy can be easily influenced.
That is true. Well, Rudy was also hated by most leagues, so he probably finally has his friend, and now he's like, I'll just copy everything you do. And he took it a little too literally. And, yeah.
You remember how, like, Bo said they drafted Ant, and he became Cat's big brother?
Yep.
He literally is Rudy's big brother.
Yep.
And he's younger than him.
Yep.
By, like, eight years.
And, you know, unfortunately...
For as cool as
Ant is, and for as funny as he is, and as good as he is, I don't know if he's the best influence.
Oh, definitely not.
So, yeah.
Wait, I forget. Was it Mero Was it on Bone Marrow where they were talking about how, like, Ant is, or could become the face of the league, but they might not necessarily want him to be the face of the league because of his, let's say, off the field, I don't want to say antics, but I guess, I don't know.
Some, pun intended?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Decisions.
That's what makes the basketball cool. Like, we weren't watching basketball because we weren't like at the peak when AI was at his peak.
Yeah.
But the reason why he had so many fans and he still has like this cult following today is because he made himself the face, and David Stern was like, dress code, no fighting, blah blah blah, crackdown. Yeah. Because people back in the day, people were like, AI has so many tattoos, he's got braids in his head, he wears his shorts too low, all that shit, and he made himself the face of the league. Ant's issues are a little different, and he has no filter, which is fine.
Which is the good thing about Ant, and why people love him, is because he has no filter.
Yeah,
most NBA players now are more on the Tatum side, where they're just like literally AI robots, just because they're just media trained from like the moment they see like any potential in them, all of them immediately just get media trained to just not say like the wrong thing.
But honestly, I don't know if I agree with that, because the league's not stupid. They know they need something to plan for.
Yeah, I feel like that's more of a David Stern thing. I feel like Adam Silver is more willing to embrace that.
I don't know if that's true. Because let him say something stupid and the sponsors are like, what the fuck? And then they start pressuring them with money. Then they're going to get him. They're going to pull his leash back real quick. As long as he doesn't
drop any slurs again.
Well, look at that, or some Ja Morant type thing where they just freak out about that. Like, the league's not stupid, Nick. They know LeBron, biggest star in the NBA. Steph, second. LeBron, 40. Steph, 37,
38? 37, I believe. He'll turn 38 next season.
Yeah. They're getting old. They can't. The games with the biggest ratings in the regular season are when those two assholes go against each other.
Is he LeBron an asshole?
They are, because he's not in the playoffs. For LeBron, it was a calling of asshole. I call you an asshole sometimes, and I love you. I love LeBron. Steph Curry, on the other hand, straight up asshole. Fuck him. But he's the second biggest star. The biggest ratings in the regular season are when those two assholes go up against each other.
Yeah.
And that's not going to stop next year either.
We do have some young dogs, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
I feel like the only dog is Ant, and the rest of them are on their AI bullshit of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Cade will be a little more well-known, and I feel like he's not as AI, but I feel like he'll give you some stuff every now and then.
Yeah, but no one knows Cade.
I know, but they got introduced to him this year, and guess what?
Did they? But no one's going to be tuning into a regular season Cade versus Braun matchup. No one's going to tune into the Cade versus Ant Edwards matchup.
I feel like people will.
You got to give it time, maybe. But like I'm saying,
this is how the legends are built, though. They got to keep at it.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Now Ant has his chance for his moment.
Yeah.
He didn't get it last year. Luka got his.
Although, he better hurry, because Wemby's coming.
Yeah, but this is going to sound stupid. I don't know if Wemby, he's never won in the NBA. And I know his team's dog shit. He's in his
second year.
I know his team is dog shit.
His team was on pace to make the play-in with him.
Yeah, but I gotta see it.
They just went full tank mode at the moment. A little bit, he didn't come back after All-Star.
I gotta see it before I believe it. Now, if they trade for like Giannis, if they put a package for Giannis or some other star, then yeah, we're fucked. But I still gotta see it.
They say that they're keeping Dylan Harper.
They say that now, but that's just they want. I don't know. No. I don't believe that yet.
I would say keep Dylan Harper if you can. The person I would
for Giannis.
The person I would try to trade would be De'Aaron Fox. Keep the young backcourt.
No. Time out. You're saying Dylan Harper, who has never taken a shot in the league, for Giannis, you wouldn't make that trade right now?
No, I'd say, yeah, if you have to, you trade him, but I'm just saying, I would try to keep him.
No. No, no, no. It's Giannis.
I know, but...
It's Giannis, and you already saw Wimby. It was a
freak. Yeah, but Giannis is advancing the time. It would definitely speed up the timeline for Wimby, which I believe he is ready for. But the thing is, if you keep Dylan Harper, he would be on the same timeline as Wimby.
So?
And I believe he has a higher ceiling than Steph Castle.
So?
So if you could trade Steph Castle...
Plus, so?
Okay, my point is...
They don't need to be in the same timeline. No,
but I know. But I'm just saying, if Giannis will eventually fade, and while Giannis is fading, then you'll still have Harper and Wemby to carry.
Okay, but this is like... Nick, this is like...
I'm just saying, if you can...
Like having, this is like the
I'm Tim just saying, Duncan. if you have to trade him, yes, but I would explore all other possibilities before you trade him.
This is like the Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker ones, picking Kawhi at that time over trading for LeBron.
It worked out for him, though.
You don't think they'd rather have LeBron?
Okay, but that's not realistic. That wasn't realistic for them.
But this one could be. If Giannis is meeting with his officials this week,
yeah,
and he's going to be like, hey, I'm staying or I want out. And if he gives them a list and they have the chance, Dylan Harper, Steph Castle, Jeremy Sochan, or whatever the fuck his name is, and some picks. Shit, you don't even know if they're going to pick Jalen. If you don't even know if they would pick Dylan Harper. You don't know if they want Ace Bailey or VJ, whatever his name is. Film. Yeah. Or
that's fair.
The Con Knuppel.
Nah, I don't think. If they don't go Harper, it's probably going to be either Edgecombe or Bailey. But I think Harper's the second best with a bullet. I'll say, I'll save it for him. I'll say that. But
Harper, yeah, you're crazy.
Harper is good.
You're crazy if you don't trade him for Giannis.
Okay, I'm saying if you don't have to trade him for Giannis, if you could trade other stuff instead, I would explore trading the other stuff before I put in Harper.
If I'm the Mavericks, I'm trading Cooper Flagg for Giannis right now.
I don't know.
If you're the Wizards, I wouldn't do that because the Wizards have no players around them worth a shit.
Yeah.
The Mavericks have street clothes. And they have Kyrie who has to rehab.
Yeah, I don't know if Giannis pushes him over the top, though. And
if Kyrie...
Plus, I don't know how it's going to work with all the salaries.
If Giannis comes... I don't know either, but I'm saying, like, in a world where they make it work.
Yeah.
I would trade... Fuck yeah, I'm trading that for that. I don't care. He already went all in once to get AD and try to get this over the top. And if you wait for Cooper Flagg...
Well, he already said he's not trading the pick.
Do you trust him? Do you trust that guy?
I feel like at this point, I would. It cannot piss off that city twice in a row.
If someone asked him before the season if he'd ever trade Luka, he would have said no.
Bro, that city will fucking burn if he trades Flag.
I don't know. If he gets Giannis, I think they'd be fine.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the thing people... Giannis is like a top three player in the league still.
Yeah, I know.
I think they'd be
fine. But Flagg has so much hype behind him, plus American hype.
If Flagg's going to come in his rookie year and have like 12, 7, and 4, like, if you need to... And street clothes, every year street clothes isn't going to be good by the time he's good. It takes a while for rookies to hit.
Yeah.
Even the good ones.
Yeah, even the good ones is... Still not usually until like year three.
Exactly. And by year three, what's AD? 34 now? Year three is 37. You trust 37-year-old AD?
Actually, I don't know how old he is, but let me check that. Okay, so Anthony Davis is currently... wait. Oh, 32.
Okay, so you trust 35-year-old AD?
I trust him playing-wise. The part I don't trust is health-wise.
Exactly. Oh.
I don't know who that is, but he just totally dropped that ball.
Exactly. So, you know who else is going to drop the ball in the playoffs?
Who?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know why?
Why?
Because he's a foul baiter, and I don't respect that, and they're not going to call those ticky-tack fouls in the playoffs in the conference finals.
That's what you say now. I don't know. They were calling him for it today. I don't know why.
Because it was a Game 7 in OKC, and Scott Foster had that shit rigged.
Fair enough.
Can Scott Foster get out? Why are we still doing this, man? They claim that all their best referees get advanced in the playoffs, and they send the shitty ones out. Why is that man still doing this?
Because he's been there forever.
So?
He's one of the better referees.
No, he's not.
The memes are just funny.
He's not. Cost CP3 a ring.
So I guess since we're talking about the draft lottery, do you believe it was rigged?
No. But I don't know why the fuck it's so hard for the NBA just to put a bunch of ping pong balls in a bucket and show us.
There's a video.
I didn't see that because I don't care.
Exactly. I know the jokes are funny, and I like the jokes, but there literally is a video of them actually doing the lottery.
But
they just release it after the
But that's the thing. Why is it after? Just do it on the screen like they used to.
I don't know. I feel like they've just done it like that way forever. That's why they just keep doing it.
You don't think it'd be more convenient to do it after and say people, it could be rigged, then.
But the thing is, they also have a fuck ton of media people in there. So if it was rigged, you think
they can sign NDAs.
None of them?
Man.
Someone's squealing.
The NBA has so much money behind them. They probably have hitmans loaded up with the gun loaded up facing them, scaring them to death. Journalism's dying. Dave McMiniman can be out of a job like this tomorrow.
I don't think they're going full Ja Morant on him.
You never know, man. Adam Silver, he looks like a supervillain.
He's fine.
Terrible commissioner.
He's a great commissioner.
But no, I don't believe it was rigged. Do you believe it was rigged?
Nah. I just like the jokes, though.
We'll get into the draft more as the summer progresses. When is it?
The draft, it's whatever, Thursday after the finals. I don't know the exact date. I could just look it up, but if I had a guess, I'm guessing it's June 19th. That sounds right, because I was thinking about that date in my head. 2025 NBA draft is... Wednesday, June 25th. Oh, what the fuck? It's on a Wednesday? Oh, it's because of the two-day shit. God damn it.
You may have to text me updates because I'll be drunk on a cruise ship.
Right.
Tell me if the Suns make a stupid trade to get back in the lottery or some shit.
Did they have a pick?
Nope. Have a second round pick.
Because their pick goes to Houston.
The thing is, they always draft these good second rounders and they trade them like Kamara. Yeah. He was good. I saw it in Summer League. I watched the Summer League game and was like, that guy's good. They should keep that guy. And then they added him as a throw in to take Aiden away.
Did they announce all defense yet?
No, I have no idea.
Because I definitely think he could make all defense. But yeah, now the Suns do pretty well in the draft.
But they have a new GM, James Jones. He got the sticks taken away from him.
Who the fuck does he look like, bro? He looks like, oh my god! Wait, what's that guy's name? What's the name of the Suns GM?
The new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Brian Gregory. You said he looks like Timo Pat Riley, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's what he looked like. Yeah, Timo Pat Riley.
Yeah, that's what looks like. That seems like it can stick for what Matty Shpia tries to do. Tries to just copy things from 20 years ago that worked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look at you, Pat Riley. You've been shit for 10 years.
Oh, he's already 58.
Well, you don't have to be young to be a GM.
I know.
It's not like he's out there playing.
James Jones is way younger.
I think James Jones just took a job not to be fired.
James Jones is... How old is James Jones? Oh, no, not the wide receiver. James Jones, NBA. Is 44. So, 14 years younger. Oh, from Miami, though.
Yeah, he got a ring in Miami, too.
He did. Didn't realize I was his hometown.
Me either. All right, what's your next topic?
All right, do we want to talk about more WNBA?
Well, here's my take on this. I want to be Team Angel because I am a liberal who hates racist white people.
I don't think Caitlin Clark's a racist white person.
No. I'm not saying she is.
I feel like most of the people that cheer for her are that, but...
That's what I'm saying. So I want to be Team Angel. But... I saw my girl, Angel Reese, who also plays for a Chicago team. I'm a Chicago fan, as you all know.
Yeah.
I saw she was talking shit about LeBron James. And I saw that Caitlin paid respects to LeBron James. There's a joke that I want to make here.
I thought I saw that, but I wasn't sure if it was a Centel thing. So.
Well, if it was a Centel thing, I'm sorry, Angel, I'm back on your side. But if it wasn't, Caitlin, tell your fan base to get a grip. And also... Punch Dave Portnoy in the fucking dick. Get him off the goddamn sideline in his stupid-ass outfit.
Was he there?
Yes, in a full uniform with right. No undershirt. It was ugly as fuck.
Oh, wait, was he wearing a rockin' Caitlin Clark jersey?
Yes.
Goddamn.
It was funny because one of the players was just towering over his little small ass. I hate that guy. Come at me, Dave.
Wait, was it
Portnoy.
Cardoso?
No, it was a white girl that was hot.
Oh. Wait, probably like... No, Sophie Cunningham was...
I think it was her.
Or is it Sophie Cunningham or Lexi Hull?
I have no idea.
You're talking about Blonde?
Yeah.
It might have been Lexi Hull because she was actually playing. I think Sophie's injured. Or I may have that backwards. I don't know.
Ah, real fan you are.
Nah. Well, come on. They're both best players.
Are you Team Angel or are you Team Caitlin?
Just Team Fun. I don't really care either. You know what? I'm just Team Paige. And Team Sabrina. And Kelsey. But speaking of Kelsey, she did drop 37 playing for the Sparks. I think she's going to have a big season. She kind of was playing behind Asia, but I think she might have like a top five season this year. She's the best player on that team by far. Like, I feel like the Sparks are more of like a younger team. She's kind of like the old vet, but... She still got it. And she was like one of the best like college players of all time too.
The only Kelsey I know is Jason and Travis.
No, fuck that Kelsey. Ah. Bro, why do you want those the Kelseys you wanna know?
I mean, I can't lie. It's nothing against the women. They play a good brand of basketball. Their games are definitely more competitive than half the men's half the time.
I feel like they're more skilled players than the men. So if you actually like basketball, the women's game, it's pretty good.
You know what I think it is, Nick? You get mad at Alec and I for saying the NBA needs to change the game, and you're like, oh, you're just white guys who just don't get the game, you hate fun, blah, 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 the game's being played at such a high level, and then you go here and say, the WNBA, they're so much more skilled, and that's all we're asking for.
That's not what you're asking for.
Well, the number one thing I'm asking for is LeBron James to be in the goddamn finals. Yes. And I know you can't put him there. But the other thing I'm asking for is, hey, Jason Tatum, when you can go around Cat really easy, drive
well,
to the fucking
Jason
hoop
Tatum
and don't
is
pull
skilled.
Up for a
like he's one of the most skilled NBA players. They just choose to he used to be more of a mid-range guy than like even like take threes, but they literally just coasted out of them, and like it's literally the Celtics' philosophy. That's more of a team thing. I feel like your complaints are more of team complaints than individual player complaints.
No, I don't like Jason Tatum, and I don't like the Celtics.
Well, yeah, no. I'm saying aside from Tatum's personality, aside from him himself, that's more of a team philosophy. Like, because if he played on.
I don't like how LaMelo Ball plays.
If he played on the fucking Magic, he'd play way different than he plays with the Celtics.
Are you sure?
Nah, I'm pretty sure about that.
I wish he did, because he'd be irrelevant, just like every other player on the Magic.
But you don't like LaMelo Ball?
No. Why would I like him? No. He plays awful basketball.
The kids love him.
Yeah. The kids are stupid.
I know. Exactly. He plays a fun brand of basketball.
For losers.
He plays for the Charlotte Hornets. You're asking for a lot.
Wemby walked into a terrible situation.
Wemby's also a generational freak.
Did LaMelo get picked second or third?
Third.
Okay, if you're a third overall pick, you're supposed to lift your team up, and the Hornets have been running in place for 5 years or however long he's been in the league. And now apparently Lonzo's saying he's going to go to the West Coast.
Lonzo's saying he's going to the Clippers.
To do what?
I don't fucking know.
To do what? Get in the play-in, maybe? No, you're going to go in the Blazers, and they're still going to be the 12th best team in the West.
Nah, the Blazers are on the come up.
Who's on the come down? The Clippers, maybe?
Clippers. Maybe the Warriors. Maybe the Lakers.
They still have Luka, though. That's the thing. I know. Even if you say LeBron's getting old and can't carry a team, they have Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
Luka. And when he was with the Mavericks.
Luka's actually got a... Oh, Brandon Stewart throughout the first pitch. That's dope. Luka's actually got to care about playing defense. Because, like, I literally remember one play where he was, like, literally in the lane. Like, he was in position. Like, and, like, I forget who it was. It was, like, either, like, Jalen McDaniels, like, and, like, drove it and, like, passed it to Julius Randle. He just fucking stood there and just didn't even react. I'm like, bro, you're actually, like, in position. Like,
he was tired.
Just react.
He was tired.
He doesn't even, like, react on defense. He literally is just a cone.
Yeah, I don't like that
guy. Shout out Patrick Beverly.
I don't like that guy. But, again, LaMelo Ball, no. No, he plays... Fuck these kids.
I don't know. He's fun, but he also plays for the Hornets, so it's like, I don't really care.
You know damn well LaMelo Ball is not a winning player.
If he was on another team, I could see...
He would drive... If he was in the Lakers, he would drive you crazy. Even though you're like a Lonzo Ball fan.
Oh, yeah. He would drive you fucking crazy. LaMelo's a more talented ball. Lonzo's definitely the smarter ball. Team-oriented ball.
You sound like a ball watcher.
Yes, I am. No homo.
Oh, God.
I forget if we can say that or not, but whatever. I guess also a quick shout out to Liberty. Great job winning that game. That's actually a really good game. Asia going off, but she's going to have to carry a much bigger load, especially without Kelsey there. But yeah, we'll get into more dumbing a bit later.
We will?
Not today, but
okay,
like,
good.
But,
we talked a lot.
The thing I really want to bring up about the draft lottery is how do you feel about the Sixers getting the third pick?
I think they're going to do something stupid with it. That's how I feel about it.
I actually don't. I feel like they're probably just going to draft like Ace Bailey or BJ Edgecombe and build off that. Yeah, you cannot take the chance of trading that pick for someone, especially with the status of Joel.
I think they should. If you already went all in,
bro. You
already went all in.
You can't guarantee Joel Embiid's even going to play a season.
You already went all in. You have to go all in.
Bro, so you just tell him to go full Matt Ishbia?
Yes.
Literally go all in to the point where you...
Here's the thing about Philly. Here's the thing about Philly.
10 years
They got the Eagles. They got the Phillies. The Phillies have been good. The Eagles have been good.
So you're just trying to tank the Sixers.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
This is their karma, Nick.
I'm just saying the smart... I know, the current... Well, if karma was real, they shouldn't have gotten that pick in the first place. They should have
gotten seven. The karma is when Daryl Morey goes Matt Ishbia mode and he trades that third overall pick for some bullshit like LaMelo Ball. And I don't know if that's possible. It's probably not a good fit because they have Tyrese Maxey. But, you know, actually, they trade the third pick, Tyrese Maxey, for Giannis. Boom. And then Joel Embiid never plays again, and then Giannis is just, like, on the Bucks again. So,
what's the point of that?
Yeah, just for Philly just to run in place forever. Why would I want them to be good?
Okay, why would Giannis want to go there? That's the real question.
He probably likes Philadelphia.
I doubt that.
He likes how mean they are. I don't know.
I doubt Giannis wants to go to Philly.
He thinks they're funny fans.
I feel like, I don't know. Giannis probably should try to stay in the East if possible, unless he just goes to, like, the Rockets or the Spurs. But, I guess, did you have any... Oh, wait, actually, did you have any other topics you wanted to talk about today? I got two quick hitters, but I'll let you go if you want it.
Big Daddy Matt Rhule. The road to 9 wins starts now. That's all I'm going to say about that. Oh, also, baseball? Baseball's fucking awesome. And you need to start getting into it.
Shout out the Rockies.
Oh, God. Guys. Contract the Diamondbacks. I'm sorry, Jake. You may listen to this. You probably won't. But
wait, how did they lose? Because I swear, I looked at the score.
They had 12 runs. They gave up more than 13 runs or more than 12 runs to the Rockies, bro.
No, I looked at the score yesterday, and literally, like, they were winning, like, 11-6.
Yeah, bullpen sometimes, man. Bullpens. Yeah. If I was watching.
But baseball's also random as fuck, so.
Well, I feel like it's not random when you play in the Rockies. Specifically the 2025 Rockies.
What about the White Sox of last year?
Or them. If you lose to them, you fucked up.
Fair.
If you, okay, you take a random bad team like the Marlins or the Pirates, and you take 2 out of 3 in the series, that's good. You know, you feel good after that game.
Yeah.
If you don't sweep the fucking Rockies, what the fuck?
Okay.
I mean, at least with the Pirates, you can have Paul Skenes pitch it one day, and you're like, oh, we lost
that
game.
Did they say Paul Skenes pitched a complete game today and still lost?
Yep.
So, your theory of Paul Skenes being good still lost them the game? Well, didn't lose them the game, but they still weren't able to win the game.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you put like the Dodgers and they win, they just dominate them 2 games, and then Paul Skenes comes in 1 game, he shuts down the bats, and they some stupid pitcher that is not good for the Dodgers because all their pitchers are on the disabled list and like have fucked up shoulders.
Yeah,
just gave up like 4 runs, and the Dodgers couldn't get 3 runs out of the bullpen or out of the offense when the bullpen came in for Paul Skenes. That's okay. That's a fine loss. You lose to the Rockies? No.
Do the Rockies have any good players?
Their shortstop is kind of good. Their third baseman is supposed to be good, but he's not that good.
Trevor Story's still there.
He's a Red Sox.
Oh.
He's been a Red Sox for like 4 years.
Oh.
3 years.
That's how much I paid them to the
Three
Rockies.
Or 4 years. Well, exactly. They don't deserve to be paid attention to. But, yeah. But baseball is good. It's a good league right now.
I'm more of a...
Lots of fun players.
Baseball guy.
Lots of fun... Well, I'm saying, Nick, it's about to be June. CWS starts, and we got to start watching college baseball, too. And I guess college softball, because shout out Nebraska. Made it super regional.
Shout out Nebraska, women's sports school.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the state to embrace that.
They do when football season's over. Well, basketball kind of starts up.
They should embrace it over football season at this point.
No, they shouldn't. They still make a fuck ton of money off that.
They make a fuck ton of money off football, but they're sucking.
They're not going to give that away.
I know. They can do both.
To do what? Give it away and win at women's golf? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm not saying you have to give it away, but it should be more talked about during football season when the volleyball team's just killing everyone.
I feel like the volleyball team doesn't start to like halfway through the football season.
Nah, I feel like they start around the same time.
Oh, maybe they do. I don't know. I'm more of a postseason volleyball guy than anything.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, that was my only other topic. I guess you got 2 quick hitters.
Yeah.
I got my take the shot, but...
First off is... Free Tory Lanez. He didn't do it. All right. I know you're giving me that look, but literally, they literally came out and said it. It was Meg's friend, Kelsey, who shot him. And then Tori got stabbed 14 times. Tori, just make it home safe. And, yeah, free Tori. And the second part, well, I guess kind of 3 things, but I was kind of combining Tori and DDG into one. All right, Alec, let me ask you this question. Do you know who DDG is?
Not by choice. It's kind of like Shannon Sharpe's sex life. Did not learn about that by choice.
Okay, well, let me ask.
And also, I'm not responding to any of this. This is your topic. You go. It's like me talking about Nebraska.
Okay, but I want to...
I don't give a fuck about this.
I still engage with your Nebraska takes. All right, let me... All right, since you said that you learned about him not by choice, I want to know, how did you learn about him?
You!
Me?
Well, Twitter, yeah.
Oh, Twitter. Okay. Well, to be fair, I mostly talk about his trash music, but honestly, I just kind of feel bad for him at this point, just because his baby mama's crazy as fuck. Because I remember he literally went on KaiStream. She got mad just because he brought his son to KaiStream, and like they literally weren't doing anything. They were like just chilling. They were just like talking. She got mad. And now the internet's coming after her, and hopefully she gets what she deserves, because it's looking a lot like DDG is innocent, and honestly, not really the biggest DDG fan, but do feel kind of bad for him. And then my last quick hitter is, did you see that Jared McCain started a nail polish company, or a nail polish brand?
No, but you know what I hope happens, Nick? I hope Caleb Williams wears that shit on the field that first game against the Vikings, Monday Night Football. Sorry, Alec, once again. And I hope he just fucking dominates.
Okay.
You know what? You know what, Nick? It is fine to paint your nails as a guy.
I was going to ask you, do you think Caleb Williams is an investor?
No, because Caleb Williams makes good financial decisions. Did you see the story that came out this week about how he wanted to avoid the Bears at all cost? Good financial decision. Yes.
Oh, I do remember why you were asking if that came out. So I guess like Seth Wickersham, he's writing a book.
Oh, and I know why it came out.
Okay.
But I just was like, why are people freaking out about this? Because
I guess people didn't. I guess maybe because how locked in we are, we're aware of it. But especially it just being around like draft time, like there's a good chance, I guess, casual fans just aren't as aware of it.
I guess. Well, the book wasn't finished. The book wasn't like a thing until like now. But also, guys, if you just do some fucking research, you can see throughout the whole year, of course Caleb didn't like Matty Eberflus or Shane Waldron. He made that kind of clear. The whole fucking team did.
To be fair, the Bears should have fired Matty Eberflus after the...
Everybody with a brain saw that. Yeah.
They should have fired him before they drafted Caleb Williams.
They shouldn't have hired him in the first place. Which,
well, that's the benefit of hindsight. Yeah, but to be fair, that's hindsight, but... Coming up, he was going to get
fired by the Colts if he didn't get the Bears job.
Okay, to be fair, I don't know anything about that. You looked that up.
It was a report that came out after like this year.
I don't care enough about coordinators to actually.
My point was, guys, do some simple research. Just literally go look at what Caleb Williams has said from the last game of the season to the Ben Johnson hiring to getting Luther Burden, signing all these defensive players. Being excited, Declan Doyle getting hired as OC, all that shit. He's been nothing but like, fuck yeah, go Bears, let's do this. That's literally all he's done. Do some research. Of course he didn't want to come to the Bears. Do you blame him? I'm a Bears fan. I wouldn't even want to come to the Bears. They fucking suck. They ruin everything. They ruin my Sundays.
They do. But shout out Ben Johnson.
Yeah, shout out Ben Johnson.
North Carolina's about to come in and fix that shit.
Not in UNC.
That's a different story. All right, fine. Well, I guess since we also didn't talk about this, so we want to talk about Jordan and Pablo's reports about Jordan.
Yeah, I'm Team Pablo. He was right. UNC's scrambling, trying to...
Oh, yeah, I know Pablo's right. I'm not denying he's wrong. I'm just saying, do we want to talk about Jordan?
I don't know what there is to talk about other than it's kind of weird and I don't like it very much.
To be fair, I'm just nervous for the season. I don't even want to watch it this
point. I don't even think he's going to coach a game.
To
be honest with you.
Oh, you're talking about because of the weird buyout thing?
The weird buyout thing. I think he's just going to... There's something underneath it.
Okay, I was listening to Pablo on PMT. He was saying that there... I guess after the more recent events, it's more likely than not Bill Belichick will coach because it seems like he's making her take a step back. But I will say, like DDD's baby mama, she does kind of seem like a... I don't know how to put this in a
PC-friendly
term, but let's just say she's a very controlling person, to say the least. And she need... Which I kind of find weird because, like, Bill Belichick was the most controlling person when he was the when he was the head coach of the Patriots, but he's letting her take control of North Carolina when he's the head coach.
Nick, have you ever had a crush?
Is it just that? Is that just that pee power?
It's that pee power. Have you ever had a crush?
Not enough to let her take over my life.
Well, that's fair, but have you ever been 74-year-old, fucking people your own age your whole life, and then finding somebody who's 20... Apparently, she may be younger than she actually is, so that's kind of weird.
Yeah, there. Oh, I guess there was one thing they were saying about it. It was like the zero and the one are so far apart on the keyboard. Yes, it is, unless it's on the number pad, then the zero and one are actually kind of close, so then I could actually see it being mistyped that way.
But, and it's fishy how they meant, because they had that story about meeting on a plane.
Yeah, and, I guess, and then what she Pablo was like, said is that it, she's trying to save that for a project that is not yet even in the works.
But you know what my take is, Nick? It's credit to her, man. She's hustling. She saw that opportunity, and she is taking it. He gave it to her. Now, there could be some sad shit.
I will say that she's probably doing what Kanye references in one of his old songs on, is it Graduation?
This dude fucking brought up Kanye West, Tory Lanez, and DDD. What are we doing?
Listen, I don't want to fine, I'll say it. She's gold digging, but whatever. That's what it was referencing. I don't want to come out and say it, but you made me come out and say it.
Here's the deal. I think up until this point, because there's some stuff in there that, like, now that the family's kind of worried about.
Oh, yeah, all the family's been worried. Yeah, it sounds like everyone's kind of been worried, like, but, like, now that, I guess now that it's come out, they feel more empowered to, or feel like they more of have more of a leg to stand on to say something to Bill about it, and it seems like it's trending in a positive direction. We'll see how that goes, but still,
I want to watch it burn. I want UNC to go 4-8, fire his ass, and then never hear about both of them again, to be honest with you.
Oh man.
So I have a question. Having had this all happen, would you rather have them fire Bill Belichick right now and just hire some random defensive coordinator from Texas? Yes. Then watch this next year.
Yes. I feel like North Carolina's...
Would you rather them fire Bill Belichick right now and then have Bo Pelini go in?
I feel like North Carolina, they just like to get the name. Not necessarily... They like to get the name when the name is no longer the name, like they did with Mac Brown. And
well, Mac, to be fair to Mac Brown, he was fine.
Again, Nick,
you're adjusting. You always tell Nebraska fans to adjust expectations.
Bro, he could not coach defense whatsoever.
you always tell Nebraska fans, adjust expectations. You're not that anymore. UNC has never been that. It's fine when they get 7 wins. They're like happy when they get 7 wins.
I'm just mad that we fucked up Drake May's season. His junior season or sophomore redshirt season, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I just wanted it for Drake May. I'm like, bro, he had a great season, but our defense couldn't stop shit, and he didn't really get to go out like he should have. And that's what I was sad about. That was mostly what I was upset about. Mm-hmm. And then us also giving up 70 points to James Madison, because what the actual fuck?
When your team is shit on defense, it is not fun to watch.
We're good on offense, but we're also might be worse on defense.
That's the worst type of football to watch. If your team is dog shit on defense, and you're just getting gashed on the run, gashed on the pass, it's not fun to watch at all. Because then you know the minute your offense fucks up, game over. Because it's already
kind of fun to watch if you have a good offense.
Not
it's
really.
Just that our offense wasn't that good last year.
No, I'm saying if it's dog doo doo shit.
Oh, it is.
It's terrible. Like especially if you're on a bad team and your offense is serviceable, but your defense is terrible, terrible, terrible. That's the worst brand of football to watch. If you're decent, if you're like bad on defense but you have like a decent offense, that's fine. But if you're like worse than league level defense, gross. Defense matters in football.
It does. It matters in all sports.
Nick, take your shot.
All right, this is what I'm saving. Dylan Harper in 5 years, will he be the best player to come out of the 2025 NBA draft? And yes, he will be better than Cooper Flagg.
If you guys don't know Nick, which, Alec, I guess you do, but any of I don't know if any of our other listeners will know who Nick is. Hopefully we have some new ones by the time this is up. Nick was hyping up Rutgers basketball.
Yes, I was.
For way, way too long, and then they went out and they were worse than Nebraska basketball.
Yes, they were.
So, I don't trust any of his opinions on Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper.
They showed potential. The team around them was just dog shit.
From what
but yes, they should have done more, but also, we've seen it before where like good freshmen go to terrible teams and they just don't do anything.
But you've also seen good freshmen go to terrible teams and get drafted number one overall. Shout out to you, Markel Fultz. I know your brain kind of broke a little bit.
I guess Cade was the one that kind of went to a terrible team and actually like turned it around with OK State, although they did have that ban that year.
It's also a different brand of basketball.
Yeah.
Big 12's different. Big 12 could have just had a bad year that year. I don't remember that year, so.
I guess I don't specifically remember the year. I just remember Cade had a good year.
The Big 10
was... I was like, that? When I saw Cade, I was like, damn, that is the number one pick.
Yeah, well, that's...
he's lived up to it so far.
I don't agree with that.
When Monty's not trying to actively ruin his career.
Oh, my God. You're never going to shut up about Monty. No, Monty's a fine coach.
He's a what?
Monty is a fine coach. He's not a good coach. He's not a bad coach. He's a fine coach. He made the fucking finals with the Suns. You know how hard it is to make the finals.
You know what? I'll give Chris Paul credit for that. Chris Paul, you get all the credit in the world for that. Monty.
He was fine in back-to-back.
Monty was ass before Chris Paul got there.
He was a Pelicans coach.
He was ass there, too.
They all are. Speaking of Suns coaches, I saw the two of the names they're looking at are David Fizdale and James Borrego, because we have to do retreads over and over and over again.
So you're just going to people that are trying to get back in the league?
I guess.
Actually, you know what? I do like James Borrego. I do like James Borrego.
I think he did
a decent job in Charlotte.
They
had good defenses in Charlotte.
Oh.
I feel like he's kind of like a Frank Vogel type. But
yeah, Frank Vogel's not back in the league, is he?
He's not, but I actually think Frank Vogel's a good coach.
I don't know. I'll have to
consult. It wasn't the problem with the Lakers.
I'll have to. You know who was the problem with the Lakers? Pockets.
Well, yes, I'm aware.
Also, Luka.
That too.
I hope he's not had any pizza.
But Luka's a.
Shout out to you, Austin.
Luka's also more of a solution than he is a problem.
That's debatable.
And the regular season, playoffs is a different story.
What is my take? What am I taking the shot on?
I thought you had one.
I didn't. That's why I asked you to go first. Well, I had a shameful admission that I'm not going to say on the podcast. I'll tell you afterwards.
Oh.
I actually have two, so.
What are they about?
One's about my cooking adventures. One's just about how my dad roasted me for being a boomer yesterday.
Share the boomer one. We can let people know how bad you're cooking another day.
I have to. I don't want to tell my travel plans on this podcast in case someone's listening and tries to stalk me. But I have to go on a trip early June.
Yes.
It's not the cruise. That's different.
Oh.
I have to go on a trip. And my dad signed me up for this American Airlines reward thing because he's a plane weirdo.
Yeah.
And he loves planes and shit. So he's like, oh, get this. Add it to your wallet. I'm like, I don't have any cards loaded to my wallet on my iPhone or anything.
Yes.
And then he's like, you fucking boomer. And he showed me his phone. He had like 67 cards. Like, he had his debit card.
Do you not use your Apple wallet?
No, I don't.
Damn, you are a boomer.
I don't see the point, guys. You know why I don't see the point? First of all, phones are bad.
Wait, so, okay. Well, I know, like, for, like, emo night and shit, I'll fucking put the tickets on my phone. But, like, if you were to go to a concert without me, how would you get in?
I would add it to my wallet. I'm not stupid. I know how to do that. I just clear it. First of all, I clear them out after I'm done.
Okay.
And I don't have my debit card. I don't have anything like that. My credit card. I don't have that on there.
Because Apple Pay?
No.
Dude, Apple Pay is so nice.
No, I don't want... My whole life is on that phone already. I don't need my phone to get lost and then someone to break into my phone somehow and have my debit card on there. I'm already fucked up with my phone. I don't need that extra thing on there. We had cards. I'm fine with taking away cash. I don't need cash. I'm not that big of a boomer. But you don't have to have that on my phone. My cooking one's a little more embarrassing than that. We'll save that one for later. But
yeah, I'm sure you'll have more cooking mishaps, so we'll save those for the summer.
My take of the week.
Alright.
I don't really have one. What's going on in the sports world? Only fucking basketball. Basketball's dead.
Why don't you take, you do like a cultural shot. You talk about DDG.
No.
Talk about Kai's streamer university. Also, shout out to Kai for not lending the OnlyFans girls and them being pissed about it.
My take of the week is Joy Taylor should stop talking.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Joy, stop talking, please.
Well, I told you how she likes princess boys.
Yeah, shout out to Alec Earl Beck again. It's got to be a record number of shout outs.
How's that lawsuit? I guess, what's the status of that lawsuit with Fox?
That's why I'm saying stop talking.
Because if that's not dismissed, she probably should stop talking.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna revise that. Here's my take of the week. Microsoft Teams, whoever invented that at Microsoft, should go to prison.
Shout out Steve Ballmer.
I don't know if he invented Microsoft Teams.
I don't think he did, but he's still cashing in off Microsoft.
Well, he's allowed to do that. He's spending a bunch of irrelevant money on the Clippers. It's fine. Whoever you are who invented Microsoft Teams, fuck you. You know how many lives you ruined.
What's your beef with Microsoft Teams?
People from work can just text me whenever they want.
Just turn your notifications off.
I have a job where I kind of, in some instances, I have to respond.
Okay.
And like when I worked at Target, I didn't have Microsoft Teams.
You probably stop your notifications so it only certain people message you.
Okay. I do that. This is just I'm trying to. It's a little take for the podcast, you know. It's a little Stu Gatz. I don't really give a fuck about Microsoft Teams, to be honest with you guys. But I need a take.
So this is better than your Joy Taylor take?
Yes.
I'll say I thought the Joy Taylor one was funny. Oh, I thought the Joy Taylor one was funnier.
Well, all I said was shut the fuck up, Joy Taylor.
Oh, well, I guess, all right, do you want to enlighten the pod why she should shut up?
Honestly, I think she's right. Not on the prostitution thing. She said prostitution should be legal, which I think it kind of already is in a way.
I don't think it is.
Is it? Isn't like OnlyFans a form of prostitution, kind of?
I would not say that is prostitution. Well, if that's prostitution, then porn in general is just prostitution.
But isn't, like, if you go to an OnlyFans thing and they're like, hey, give me $200 to fuck you, like, isn't that prostitution, basically?
I don't think they can technically do that.
Technicalities aren't going to stop anybody.
Listen, I don't...
All I'm saying, Nick, is what do you think Jordan Hudson did?
Under the law. Oh, fuck. Who brought that up? I was listening to Pop. Was it Pablo? Was it Pablo with the PMT guys? Or maybe it was Dom. But someone brought that up that, I guess, in the eyes of the law, it is technically not prostitution because they're in a relationship. Are you looking at the definition of prostitution?
No. I was looking up the other part of her quote where she said that non-pussy-getter guys are ruining society. And that is a take I agree with, because non-pussy-getting guys are kind of weird. Like, shout out to you, Elon Musk.
All he does is fuck. Right? He just has his weird-ass orgies.
I cannot listen to somebody who defended Tory Lanez, Kanye West, DDD, and Elon Musk on this podcast.
You know what? Jokes over facts.
I hope. What's that girl's name who went off on you that one night?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know. She just kept talking about how stupid you were because you wanted somebody to be president other than somebody.
Oh, are you talking about Emily?
Yeah. I hope you listen to the podcast, this podcast, Emily. I hope you get all the way to the end, too. You won't, but...
She probably won't listen to this.
No, she won't.
Alec, you can fill her in on the good parts, I guess, or the interesting parts for her.
Man, I miss the days when we talked about 100 men versus one gorilla.
At first, when you said 100 men, that's not where I thought you were going, but I'm sure we'll get some more Twitter takes like that in the summer.
Yeah. Oh, breaking news. Joe Biden was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
good for him, I guess.
I don't think that's good for him. I don't even know why I said that. It just popped up on my phone. I don't know why I got that. But...
Well, no.
Nick...
Well, I guess that would probably fall into my take that people just live too long, but... That's a hot take for another day.
He's 83 or something like that. But, Nick, fill the people in. When are we doing this next?
We're going to record Thursday and drop again Friday.
You can aim for
we
that.
We should have two... Yeah, we should have a Eastern Conference and a Western Conference Finals game by then.
Yeah, and we can see who's in the Eastern Conference, West... I don't know if it's East or West or whatever the hell the NHL Conference Finals are. But hopefully the Panthers take that ass. You know what? I'm going to mention the Panthers if they take that ass tonight.
Okay.
Take that ass.
Are you? Do you have any commentary on any players from the Panthers? Can you name a Panthers player?
Matthew Tkachuk.
Wait, is that the dude that was like... That's from like St. Louis?
Yes.
Is he? He's okay, the guy who I think on he the knows. I think he like grew up with Tatum. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's the only reason why I know that
Alexander
name.
Alexander Barkov. Bitch. That's two. Sergei Bobrovsky. I can't say his last name. I don't know. That's
good. Fact check you, but I don't care enough to.
Sam Bennett, I think one of them is. What's that guy's name? Brad Marchand.
Okay.
He's a rat.
All right, so I guess you at least somewhat pay attention.
You know why I know these people's names. It's not that hard to figure out.
More than me.
No. Well, they're going to take that ass tonight. You don't know what that reference is. Shout out to you, Jonathan Zaslow. Okay, goodbye.